Mr. Cleveland, have you played the Kentucky Opry before?
Yeah, it's been a while. The last time I played there would have been, I don't know, 2002, something like that. I was with Dale Ann Bradley.
How many awards for Best Fiddler of the Universe since then, huh?
Well, I don't know. 9, but it's always an honor to be nominated for those. Been fortunate to win that many times, but it's all, I mean, there's really no body who is the best, I would say. I mean, there's so many good players, and they all have their own thing. You know, if you go back, and it's always been the case. I mean, you listen to the people who set the standard, you know, fiddle players like Chubby Wise, Benny Martin, and Vassar, and Scotty Stoneman, and Kenny Baker, and Bobby Hicks, and all these guys, they learned and they took elements from other fiddle players that they liked, but usually they all have their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it really boils down to a matter of opinion. I'm not putting myself down in any way, you know. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of good players out there, and I think it has a lot to do with, you know, who has a record out, who's been out on the road a lot.
Who's coming with you to the Kentucky Opry?
Well, it'll be the band. It'll be Josh Richards on the guitar. He does a lot of our lead singing. He's written a few songs for this last album. And our bass player is Tyler Griffith, and he's been with us for a little over 2 years. And mandolin player is Nathan Libers from Charlestown, Indiana. A lot of these guys, Josh and Nathan especially, I've played music with off and on for years, way before they were ever in this band. I mean, we kind of grew up playing together. It just finally worked out a few years back that we could all play in a band together, and it just, it's odd that it actually happened. We got a new guy who's going to be playing with us, a guy named Gaben Larchant, playing a banjo and dobro. And he's a freak of nature, man, I'm telling you. He's 18 years old. I haven't really heard of him. And our bass player, Tyler, actually ran into him at IBMA this year. And we picked a little bit over at IBMA, but not a whole lot. But he's quite advanced for his years of playing. I think he started playing when he was 10. I mean, man, it's pretty amazing. And aside from playing a bunch of licks, you know, he's really mature as a player and, you know, knows how to play with a band. And he'll be starting with us in January. He's great. I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be fun to get over there again.
Well, you've got a lot of irons in the fire, don't you?
Yeah, stay pretty busy with this band, and then, you know, doing sessions every now and then. We're working on a record with Dale Ann Bradley. Dale Ann's working on a new record here, and she was kind enough to ask me to play on that. And just doing a few other things and getting ready to do the Andy Sapman thing here in a couple of months. And there's a local country rock band that I've been playing in that is doing pretty well around this area. All the guys have day jobs.
What's the name of the band?
The band is Two Brothers are kind of the heads of the band, and it's the Biebelhauser Brothers. And it's B-I-B-E-L-H-A-U-S-E-R. They're on YouTube, and their latest album is called Reflections, and you can download it on iTunes. But if you like country rock sound of things, you know, electric guitars, definitely plugged in, it's not bluegrass, then by all means, check it out.
What does the crossover effect of performing with them do to your aesthetic?
Well, I mean, it's definitely a different way of playing. It just seemed like after doing that Andy Statman thing, it just seemed like that opened a door for me somehow. Like right after I did that session, you know, now the Beeblehauser brothers, they also have a bluegrass band that play around here. And in that band, the high lead singer, the tenor singer, plays banjo, and then in both bands, the other one, Adam, plays bass. And so then the banjo player switches off to keyboard in this configuration. But so we were kind of familiar with each other, you know. Right after that session, I went and seen them play, you know, and we were sitting around talking after they got done, and I said, man, if you guys ever have a jam session, I'd love to try and play some with you guys, you know. And they called a few weeks later, hey man, you know, we're gonna have a jam, come over and pick. It was me and them and the electric guitar player and the drummer, and we played that night. And then the next thing was, well, we got to book a gig, so I've been playing with them ever since.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. It's a totally different thing. It's a totally different mindset, you know, and it just, but it's the same thing. I mean, no matter what kind of music you play, you try to play what fits the song, and you try to, in some way, enhance the song, you know, maybe depending on what it is, you know, figure out a hook line or some kind of thing that will make it stand out. And do all that without overplaying. So it's a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun for me, you know, to plug in. And now, you know, when I play bluegrass, I want to play bluegrass. But playing this other stuff has really, I think, made me grow a lot more as a musician.
I sure do appreciate the time you've taken with me.
Thanks a lot for having me.